evening, my friends. Good morning, whatever you want to call it. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It is now officially Friday, April 6, 2007. That would be Good Friday for those who pay attention to these sorts of things. Midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org or maybe at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. I welcome all of you. And I also invite you to go and check out our guests' website. You can go ahead and read along with what we're discussing here tonight. His website, www.lastdaysmystery.info. His book is entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, and we're certainly excited that this is available. And he's basically here with us talking all about Revelation and explaining it in great detail for people like me who just really get confused very, very easily. His name is Richard Perry. Richard, welcome back, sir. Thank you.
Say this about, a lot of people do get confused about Revelation, and it's daunting, to say the least, to try to understand Revelation unless you have, you see the rest of the picture that the scriptures provide to you, which explains Revelation. And because Revelation is drawn from, the Old Testament prophets, from, Jesus' discourse. In other words, it's the reason I believe that Revelation is so daunting for most people is that John, when he was given the revelation, was caught up into heaven in the Spirit. In other words, when he saw these visions, he was seeing them from the vantage point from heaven. In other words, he could see this in the supernatural as well as the natural.
Mm.
And to be very, as you read Revelation, if you're aware of that, you're going like, well, is this, some things are obviously natural, that are very earth-related.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, people have tried to make earth-related that I don't think are. For here's an example: when in the latter part of, which is I think in the Great Tribulation period, when an angel or the star comes, is thrown down to earth and he opens the abyss and out comes these critters, people have tried to make those stuff that we would see mm-hmm. in the natural.
Oh, I see.
Now, I think, what comes out of the abyss are demons. We're not going to see those demons. We don't see in the flesh. We don't see into the spiritual realm, although mm-hmm. the spiritual realm is there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect that we're going to see these, scorpions and locusts, whatever,
with human heads and
yeah, exactly.
long hair. And
yeah, if we could see in the spiritual realm, we'd probably describe them not too dissimilar from what John is describing.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're going to see the results of those things. We're
right.
going to see people affected by this stuff, but we're going to wonder what the heck is going on. And if you're reading your Bible, you'll know,
But yes.
If you don't read your Bible, you're going to be terribly confused.
Well, it's very interesting, too, because whenever you talk, I guess, about Revelation or something, the Left Behind series inevitably is going to come into it because they sold, bazillions of books. But, the one thing that I thought was really intriguing about that, and probably spot on, and maybe one of the only things, was that when the disappearances happened, which again is rapture-based, we're not even going to go there, we covered that extensively, what you saw is this artificial explanation on the part of the media. They were saying, it's nuclear fallout has caused this to happen and this and this and this. I think we'd see a lot of the same things, Richard, which is, trying to explain demonic entities in some other way. So we have to be aware of that. Stay with us, folks.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Folks, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening, Richard Perry. Richard, welcome back. You're very welcome. Thank you. When we left off, we were discussing about how certain things are going to be manifesting in the spiritual realm.
Yes, we were talking about Revelation. A lot of people refer to Revelation when they think of the end times. And I think one of the things that, as I've studied it, it's the scripture provides the description of things that are going to take place at the end of the age and in what we call the end times. And in more natural terms, in things that Jesus mentioned in the Olivet Discourse and some of the things that the descriptions we see in the Old Testament prophets, for instance, some of the things that Paul wrote about in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians, for instance. So I think it's important that we, have a familiarity with certain prophecies before we get into Revelation, because we're seeing in Revelation, we're seeing both spiritual and natural phenomenon occurring, and sometimes it's hard to sort out which is which. And there's also a very difficult time in terms of putting Revelation into time sequence, because prophecy within Scripture, moves back and forth pretty readily. And
yes.
Revelation, by the way, for those of you that don't know, is not organized chronologically.
Has always been one of the biggest issues for comprehension for me.
Oh, you've got things like in Revelation chapter 14, which is kind of in the middle of Revelation, you've got Jesus standing on Mount Zion. And then right after that, you've got these angels making proclamations to the world that have clearly that are clearly things that must be occurring before he's back, you know? When he's on Mount Zion, he's back.
Yeah.
you know, Mount Zion's in Jerusalem. But these warnings are warnings that, you know, would be more relevant sometime during the Great Tribulation, the last 3.5 years. So even within chapters, you can't expect that there's a chronology. You have to look at what's occurring to determine where you are. And you see the same thing in Old Testament prophets. Sometimes you see 1,000-year jump or 2,000-year jumps in time in one sentence. In Isaiah, you know, to us a child is born, a son is given. Okay, well, that happened almost, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Right.
And on his shoulders rests the kingdom. Well, that hasn't happened yet. You know, because Christ is, you know, hasn't established the kingdom yet, and he's not ruling from Jerusalem yet. And that will happen. But in that's in one sentence. And, you know, of course, you know, we see that over and over again in Scripture, that there's this jump in time. So you have to be very sensitive to those things as you read prophecy. But before we got off on this tangent, we were talking about
the seals.
Early warning signs. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the beginning of birth pains that Jesus mentioned in the Olivet Discourse as the first indicators that the kingdom, the coming kingdom was near. And by the way, when Jesus was talking about that, he said he made a reference in terms of a time frame. He said that when you see all these things that he was talking about, the generation that sees those won't pass away. Now, a generation is something about 47 years. So if we've seen the beginning of the birth pains, then we could be in a time frame, you know, of a relatively short period of time. And again, I was relating beginning of birth pains to the first seals. And the first seal in Revelation, when the first seal is opened, a white horse comes out, and the rider of that horse has a bow in his hand, and he's given a crown, and we are told that he rides out conquering, bent on conquest. Now, to understand that, you know, we have to look for the symbolism in the Old Testament, and I think what we find the answer in Zechariah. Zechariah, in his prophecies about the end of the age, he was talking about horses as well. And he, matter of fact, God explained to him where these horses were assigned, and there was white horses that were assigned to the west. There were red horses that were assigned to the east. Black horses went to the north, and the pale or dappled horses went to the south. So if we draw from that, maybe an indication of parts of the world or earth that are being depicted here in Revelation, again, you have to draw that conclusion. And that's not clearly stated. That's something you have to deduce, letting Scripture interpret Scripture kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But say that the white horses are still assigned to the west, then you would read that first seal something like this. The first seal is open. A rider from the west, or a leader who's given a crown, is given from the west, goes out conquering, bent on conquest. Now, if you looked, well, you know, the United States certainly is the leader of the west. And if you were to look at maybe our recent history and say, okay, the leader of the West will ride out conquering, bent on conquest, you'd say, well, boy, that is an interesting description of the West, isn't it? If it does describe the current situation, because we've gone out conquering, Iraq, gone out conquering Taliban, gone out conquering others, and we continue to be, or our leader continues to be, bent on conquest.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's a very interesting interpretation.
Yeah, one I've never heard this before, so this is really captivating for me.
And one of the things to keep in mind is prophecy is, I hate to say nothing more than, because it's pretty significant, is history written in advance. Mm-hmm. In other words, when it occurs, you read prophecy and you go like, yeah, that's really accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very descriptive way of putting that.
Yeah, isn't that always the way? I mean, it could be anything. You know, they say hindsight is 20/20, and it's absolutely spot on. I've always felt that, Richard, that when these things develop, we'll be able to say, why didn't I see that?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, think about all the particular theories that have revolved around that first seal and that rider on the white horse over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a library of 180-some books on eschatology written from the 1700s, and boy, they thought of everything for this white horse. Which brings me to just kind of a little side note.
Okay.
In the prophecies of Daniel, Daniel's given obviously key prophecies from God, you know, and we need to realize that Daniel is key. But right at the end of Daniel's prophecies, God says to him, he says, you know, seal up the words of this prophecy until the time of the end. Well, the prophecies of Daniel have been written for 2,700 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that they're sealed?
Oh.
Well, here's what I think that God is showing us. They're sealed because if you were reading about something that was going to happen 2,700 years from now, you'd be reading it. You could read it till you're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to figure it out. It's just too, you know, it's too abstract. It's too distant future. Even if you were to read that prophecy 100 years from when it was about to be fulfilled, it would still not quite fit what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you were to read that prophecy 10 years from its fulfillment?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be seeing some of the world's situations and conditions starting to be manifest and go like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Look, maybe this is going to be that. And let me give you an example of that just while I'm on this.
Okay.
In Daniel chapter 8, Daniel's given a prophecy about the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, And the prophecy goes something like this. In the latter part of their reign, in other words, this is describing when the Antichrist comes to power, when rebels have become completely wicked. Now, I have never heard such a good description of terrorists in my whole life.
Oh, wow.
In the latter part of their reign, when rebels have become completely wicked, when rebels are blowing up buses with men, women, children, innocents on, there it is. I mean, you know, in a time frame when the world's rebels have become so completely wicked that they have no regard for innocents and non-combatants. You know, and then it goes on to say, and then a stern-faced king will arise, you know, who will, you know, who in whom deceit will prosper.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're reading that today, you're going like, well, how close are we?
Yes.
Because that certainly sounds like today.
That is powerful stuff, Richard. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We're back in only 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Richard Perry, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Please stay with us.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
1, 2, 3, go! My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want her, but can't stand to see me walk out the door? Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how.
Back, folks. Glad you're here. If your head is swimming, when you read the prophetic aspects of the Bible, Revelation, and try to just say, look, you know, Lord, I'm desperately trying to understand what to watch out for, what to look for, and, this could be the show for you. Richard Perry, our guest, the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Welcome back, sir.
You could see as you get going down these various topics about prophecy, how the Complete Idiot's Guide could be a big help.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely true. And obviously, I don't mean to, and I haven't read your book yet, and I plan to. It's just been crazy busy around here. But I would say this, that although not having read your book, listening to all these insights and looking at something that was typically distant future forever, is now current events. You could very easily write a follow-up book.
Well, you know, I was on a TV show about a month ago, mm-hmm. and I made that kind of a comment. I said, you know, again, understand that The Complete Idiot's Guide is a book written by a man about what the Bible has to say. The Bible will never go out of date.
Right.
My book may go out of date. In other words, you know, for instance, some of the things that we're talking about we're about to talk about in just a second, we may get more clarification on in the next couple of years.
That's true.
And I'm wondering if we might not even get some clarification on this year. And here's what I'm talking about. Is, for instance, in Revelation, the first seal, which we were just talking about, appears that could be the leader of the West has gone out conquering, been on conquest. And the next seal, the second seal, when that's opened, a fiery red horse comes out. Now, the red horse goes to the east in terms of Zechariah chapter 6. So you say, okay, so if the white horse went to the west, the red horse is from the east. Now, east is from east of Israel, east of Jerusalem.
Okay.
All Bible prophecies have their reference point from Jerusalem. So if you were to draw, and on my website you'll find a reference to the four horsemen, and I even have a map, and you'll find it in the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days as well, showing, you know, well, what's east and what countries would be in that from that directional mm-hmm. perspective. Well, you know, you can't help but look to the east now and say, well, you know, to the east of Jerusalem is Jordan, is Saudi Arabia, is Iraq, is Iran, is Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, China, you know, Taiwan, slightly to the north, Korea. And you say, well, you know, there's some interesting places. Now, I should finish the prophecy goes like this. The fiery red horse, the rider, is given power to take peace from the earth and cause men to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he is given a large sword. So this is somebody from the east who is going to take peace from the earth. That sounds like world war to me. And he causes, you know, men to kill each other, and he is given a large sword, which probably means weapon, or it could mean army, but I think probably it's more like weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't help but look at Ahmad Ahmadinejad in Iran and his apocalyptic view of life and the things that he's been doing in terms of thumbing his nose at the whole world about his I shouldn't really say his, because he's merely a puppet for the regime and the leader of Iran, who, you know, he is not, by the way, he's the president.
Yeah.
He's really just puppeting things that are being told to him. But you look at how they're viewing their position in the Middle East and in the world, how they're using their extraordinary wealth and derived from oil to exert themselves not only in the region but in the world. You can almost see that the Middle East, with countries like that and the world resources, could become a world power at some point. You know, we may even be seeing it starting to take shape. But anyway, clearly he's from the east, and he seems to be instigating a situation that could take peace from the earth.
Wow. That also, like you said, watching to see that thing develop here in the next year. And I agree with you on that very much so. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our guest today, tonight, Richard Perry, very excited that you're here, and really just some amazing material. When we left off, we were talking about the second seal and the ability to make war with a large sword, implying, as you were saying, could very well be simply a weapon, which in this case and in this day and age, a weapon of mass destruction in the hands of someone like Iran. You also mentioned Korea also, I believe,
well,
correct?
Well, you know, you have to, you know, this is where what we were talking about before is, you know, when we see things occur and then we read the prophecy,
mm-hmm.
we find that it's the prophecy is very descriptive because
yes.
this prophecy is merely in God's hand. It's history written in advance. So that, you know, when we see these take place, we see the prophecy is extraordinarily accurate and descriptive, and we can go, oh my God, you know, you can kind of
sure.
see the divine in it, because only God knows the beginning from the end. There's nobody, no human being that could ever really prophesy the future. Even Satan doesn't have that kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like on my website of lastdaysmystery.info, I actually have under a Keep Watch banner right down the center of the page near the top, there's the Four Horsemen of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a map and showing how the different color horses are assigned to different places in the world. And, you know, what I'm seeing anyway in terms of this interpretation. But I'm watching the Middle East very carefully. I'm watching the East, particularly right now, and saying, you know, are we getting very close to seeing peace taken from the earth? In other words, are we, you know, we've got two carrier fleets in the Persian Gulf right now. You know, we just got, seems to be successfully resolved that hostage situation with Iran, which had a lot of, you know, dangerous potentials. But the Persian Gulf and the oil flowing through there and our current, you know, differences of opinion with Iran over Iraq, over their nuclear program and things like that, the issues that, you know, obviously Israel has with Iran. I mean, with Iran with a nuclear weapon has got to be untenable for Israel. Israel, who is a nation that, you know, parts of Israel aren't 60 miles wide. I mean, how many nuclear weapons do you think it would take to take Israel out of the picture? Could they afford? They can't afford a first strike.
Right.
You know, if Iran develops nuclear capability. So how is it that somebody from the East is going to take peace from the earth and cause men to kill each other?
Mm-hmm.
You were just mentioning, you know, I think in the first hour, how the Middle Eastern oil situation is, it's so volatile and critical to the world economy that if anything happens in the Middle East, if there's, you know, Israel attacks Iran, the U.S. attacks Iran, Iran attacks the U.S., you know, fleet, who knows how it might start, that, you know, it's inevitable that because of the whole world's interest in oil and the capabilities there, that everybody would pile on one side or the other, and you'd have a world war. It's almost too easy to see. You know, from this particular vantage point, Revelation prophecy almost looks like, I can see that. Yeah, you can see it because you're this close.
I see.
But you know, you couldn't have imagined this prophecy 20 years from now or 20 years ago.
It's true.
But you know, that's why I think what, you know, what God was saying to Daniel, seal up the words of the prophecy until the time of the end, and then you'll see it happening, and then the prophecy will be essentially, you know, unsealed. Once you start to see history getting so close to prophecy that these things will all go together. And that's why I think that, you know, even though I think The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days is probably one of the best works on prophecy written, because it's one of the most recent. And
yes.
And it takes Scripture at face value. I just read Scripture like God is speaking, and this is what, you know, He means it at fairly simple face value. He puts things in order. It's a puzzle. You got to figure it out. And I think He's, you know, shown it to me. But I think that, you know, in 5 years, with the way things are moving so quickly, that there could be parts of this that we're going to say, well, this is the way I explained the second seal back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
But here in 2010, we've seen the second seal open. And, you know, really, this is a better description of it than even that Complete Idiot's Guidebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all the more reason to be reading your Bible.
Yes, amen.
You know, read the Bible. You know, all my books and my website always point you to go to the Bible, read the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because God says, don't follow man, don't trust in man. You know, I'm not saying I'm not trustworthy. I think I am. But I realize that if you follow me, well, the next thing you know, you're liable to follow Tim LaHaye or, you know, or Hal Lindsey or somebody else.
God forbid. That
sounds even more convincing.
Yeah, wow.
You know, they're more polished and practiced at this than I am. But we shouldn't be following me. We shouldn't be following them. We should be reading the Bible and following God. And, you know, God's true.
Yes.
Everybody else is just, you know, we're taking a shot at it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with all those points. And, you know, I tell people that all the time on this show, too. You know, don't believe it. Don't say, well, you know, Frank Whelan said this or Frank Whelan said that. If I'm reading some news, odds are I'm sourcing it. In fact, that's a fact. I'll tell you exactly where I got it. So that way you can use that to make your point. Don't use me because there's no credibility.
Yeah. Well, I just point to the, you know, I really do point to the source. But, you know, one of the things I got a kick out of with Penguin Publishing, you know, it's secular press. They wanted, you know, they thought that this is a book for the time, and they asked me to write it. But right on the back cover, they said, get the first word on the last days. And, of course, they give me a lot of credit for drawing everything out of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I do. I mean, really, I've had to set aside a lot of teachings that I had earlier by various men and various scholars and set those paradigms aside,
mm-hmm,
to just submit myself to the Scripture and the prophecies and putting everything in perspective.
Yeah.
Now, I think I have an advantage in that I think I'm sitting this close to the end of the age that, you know, things are starting to really take shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, people can find a lot of the answers that, you know, that I'm seeing on my website, which is, as you've already seen, quite comprehensive.
Yes.
And I provide, you know, I like pictures and I like timelines and I like to show people as much as I can, because I realize that, you know, just reading things sometimes is a bit dry. That's why I appreciate your show so much.
Oh, thank you.
That, you know, you get a chance to hear it as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and obviously the opportunity for the interaction is certainly, it's an appeal for me, and I'm sure it's appealing for listeners, because quite honestly, you know how it all works. I mean, I could sit here and do a pre-recorded program for 4 hours every night, but what fun would that be for the listeners? They couldn't call in, they couldn't interact, you know, and so on and so forth. But you know, this is, we're on the brink here, my friend. We're sitting here watching the world go by us, and obviously when you're looking at prophecy, it's vital that you know current events as well, and you have quite a bit of that on your website. It's certainly something we pay attention to here on the show. I'm curious your thoughts on the third seal, and again, I don't know if I'm going chronologically or not, but at the same time...
You know, I feel pretty sure that the seals are chronological, because I think they match up, you know, with the birth pains.
Beginning
of birth pains.
Yeah.
Now the seals, the last seal is at the coming of Christ.
Okay.
In other words, the seals, when they start, they go all the way to the coming of Christ.
I see.
The trumpets in Revelation start at a different place, and they go all the way to the coming of Christ.
Mm.
And the bowls they start very late, but they go all the way to the coming of Christ.
Wow.
The end point of all those things seems to be the coming day of the Lord,
mm-hmm,
which is, for those of you that haven't had or been taught this, the day of the Lord in Scripture is huge in terms of the gospel message. You can't understand prophecy if you don't understand what is being referred to when the day of the Lord is being presented. And I should also probably say the day of the Lord technically is the day of Yahweh. And Yahweh is the name of God in the Old Testament. And wherever you see in the Old Testament, Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, it's Yahweh, the name of God, is behind that. That Lord is a title.
Mm.
But Yahweh is the name of God. It's the name that he gave Moses when he sent him to the Israelites, take him out of Egypt. It was what he referred to. He referred to himself. He said, I am that I am. Go tell them that I am sent you. I am is the existing one, always existent, mm-hmm, you know. But he also used the name of Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when we see Lord, we should recognize that we're seeing the name of God, and it's Yahweh, and that's the best pronunciation that I know. Technically, it's just the four consonants of YHWH or YHVH in Hebrew. But anyway, that's just a side note. But it's the day of the Lord. That's when Christ returns. That's when all this transition happens from this age to the coming age. You were asking about the third seal.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I wish you wouldn't ask me that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and I, because, you know, let me say something else.
Okay.
Because I'm connecting the third seal to something else in Scripture.
Oh.
That we talked a little bit about earlier.
Okay.
And that's that the Antichrist comes to world domination by this fourth beast kingdom with seven heads and ten horns. Okay. Once we understand that, then we have to look at Revelation 17 and 18, which talk about an existing superpower that's referred to there by the name of Mystery Babylon the Great. And there's some very good, clear description that God gives us about Mystery Babylon the Great, the woman, the harlot, you know, the prostitute, if you will, of the ages. But she is destroyed by this kingdom with seven heads and ten horns.
Mm.
So whoever she is taken out by this final superpower. So you've got the superpower that exists, and then you've got this the superpower that ends up taking over everything by the end of the age,
mm-hmm.
has to obviously defeat any existing superpowers to do that. And Mystery Babylon is described as a superpower, and I say that because the Bible says she sits on nations, languages, tribes, and tongues. In other words, and she rules the kings of the world. In other words, her influence, whether it be economic, political, military, whatever, is dominant in the world. And it dominates the kingdom, the beast, with the seven heads and ten horns.
I think I know where you're going here.
Until the beast with the seven heads and ten horns destroys Mystery Babylon in one day and in one hour.
Wow.
I don't mean 25 hours. I mean the destruction the Bible describes as happening in one day. The Bible describes it as happening in one hour. In other words, it happens in a moment. It happens very quickly. It's not any kind of evolutionary change. It's a violent, you know, change, and the Bible describes it in Revelation 17 and 18 as being by fire. In one hour. And then for those, you know, and I've, of course, addressed this, you know, in the description and show this stuff on my website, which is lastdaysmystery.info. And I also refer people to Old Testament prophecies that I think parallel Revelation 17 and 18, and that is Jeremiah 50 and 51. If you read those four chapters of the Bible and understand that they have to do with the end times, and they have to do with this Mystery Babylon, the superpower that exists for a while until the final kingdom takes over. And then you got to say, well, when does this happen? That is a big question. When does this happen? And the best thing I can come up with in terms of a time reference is the third seal.
Okay.
Because if the third seal is the black horse, and the black horse is from the north of Israel. Now, north of Israel would be Moscow, you know, Russia kind of thing. There's some other countries in the way, what it says is that when the rider on the black horse does what he does, that he's given a pair of scales, and wheat and barley, a day's wheat and barley will cost a day's wages. In other words, grain, the basic, you know, grains of survival now are going to cost a day's wages. In other words, you've got to work for a day to get a day's bread. In other words, something really drastic happened to the world's supply of wheat and barley. And then it says, and don't damage the oil and the wine. In other words, the implication are there was something that damaged the wheat and the barley production so much so that world production is now costing a day's wages for a day's, you know, bread. And you go like, okay, who's the big producer of wheat and barley?
Mm.
And who's this from the north? And what did they just do? And,
wow.
So I'm just going to skip over that because I don't know if people really want to know.
Oh, no, you can't skip over that. All
right. I don't know if they want to know this.
We have to know this. So,
well, let me put it this way.
Well, we're up
There's
to a break
connection
here.
Between Mystery Babylon
okay.
and her destruction, I think,
uh-huh.
and the destruction of wheat and the barley.
All right.
Now, if you look at, you know.
Hold on a second, my friend. We're up to a break. We continue. Folks, you paid for the whole seat, but you're only using the edge of it. Stay with us. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We are in the tail end of our second hour. And amazing stuff, courtesy of our guest tonight, Richard Perry, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Welcome back, sir. And I know you're reluctant to go here, and I think everybody in America can understand perhaps why, if they're sort of reading between the lines. But do you go ahead and take it from here?
Well, you kind of egged me into trying to describe the third seal of Revelation, if we understand what the first seal is and what the second seal looks like it might become. The logical question is, okay, well, then what is the third seal? And the third seal is a black horse, which the Bible seems to describe as being from the north, according to Zechariah chapter 6. And its rider is holding a pair of scales in his hand, and I heard it sound like a voice among the four living creatures, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages. Now, those typically are the amount of wheat and barley that you need for, you know, your daily bread, and it costs a day's wages to get them. In other words, the implication is if you read the second half of that, it says, do not damage the oil or the wine. The implication is that something has damaged the wheat and the barley production, so that things have dramatically changed in the world in terms of wheat and barley. And then you got to ask yourself, okay, well, where in the world do you have significant wheat and barley production? And there's places like Argentina, you know, but you can't help but think about, the Midwest of the United States, Canada, you know, and our wheat capability to produce and supply, you know, much of the world, you know, a lot of wheat and barley. So, you know, you say you put two and two together and you come up with four, but you don't know until we get there if that's really what it is. But it's something to think about.
Yeah.
And it's, these are the kind of things that I try to explain in terms of what the Bible is, you know, identifying in the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. And, of course, on my website of the Last Days or lastdaysmystery.info, and people can find this information. And I really do hope they do, because I think that, we've got to take these things into consideration. I think the things that the Lord has been telling me about, you know, his scripture and his prophecy is that now is the time we're supposed to understand this. We should always have understood it, but now we must understand this because, you know, we're in that time frame and we need to recognize the signs of the times because there are consequences connected if we don't. Much the same way they were connected to Israel, when Israel didn't recognize God's coming to Israel when he showed up the first time. He's getting ready to return and claim his kingdom, and if we're not prepared for this, shame on us. And it was interesting because this thing, these seals, very much things that I had seen, but it very much solidified as I was writing The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days.
We have to pause here, folks, for a brief station identification. Please stay with us. Richard, you're going to stay with us, correct? All right. I look forward to it. And we'll get to your phone calls as well, folks. Our number, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back with hour number three in about a minute and a half.